Parshas Sav, Tavshin Ayin Dalet, Parshas Zohar, and Erev Purim. This week is a very, very big Shabbos. For many reasons, each one in their own, everybody's looking forward to Purim. Parshas Zohar, the Raisa this week. And this week, they all come together with Parshas Tzav, which is not so common because we only have this in a leap year. Terechlau, Hashkisisa. Those Parshas are more the Parshas of Parshas Zohar. And here, we have the Inyan of Parshas Tzav. In the Inyan, we need to have a biur and Parshat Tzav. We'll start with Parshat Tzav. Mitzvah Shem will connect. Want to connect everything together this week with the different inyanim to understand the importance of what this week has for us, and hopefully to be able to carry us into the Bein Hazmanim, into Pesach. Mitzvah Shem Abolin L'Toiva. The Parshat Tzav. In the beginning of the parasha, we talk about the union of the Mizbeach, that we arrange on it different arrangements of wood, and on those wood we light a fire. And the Torah is very, very strong about this fire. Ve'esh al Mizbeach tukad boy lo sichbe. The esh on the Mizbeach tukad boy. It should be fired up, it should be lit up. Loi sichbe, it should never be put out, and it should continue to burn up, and therefore we have to keep putting wood because we need to burn constantly. And the puzzle says again, Eish tomi tukar al mizbeach loi sichbe, it should never go out. But there's an interesting point. The pasuk says that from this eish on the mizbeach, what do we do with this eish? The Torah tells an interesting halacha that from this eish. It says, Eish Tomid Tukar Al Mizbeach. What's Eish Tomid? The Pashtus is Eish Tomid. It has to burn constantly. The Rashi tells us a fascinating thing. Eish Shenema Bar Tomid. Hoyim Alihi Shem Adligivas Aneiros. Afime Al Mizbeach Achitzen Tukat. The fire for which we light the menorah, the Torah tells us, from that fire that you light the menorah, in the Beis HaMikdash, it should come from the Eish Tomid, from the Eish Al HaMizbeach. What is the point, what is the meaning of this concept that the Eish should come from the fire of the Mizbeach? Dafka from that fire, we should light the Menorah. Why Dafka from that fire? It's the first kasha we want to understand. The second thing in Penzem and Sheni, we are introduced into a new concept, the Korban Aroin Ubonov Asher Yakrivu L'Hashem. There's an inaugurating Korban, inaugural Korban, that every Kohen has to bring when he starts to do his Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. It's called the pancake offering, the Minchas Chavitin, a pancake offering every Kohen. And when he starts is doing his avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, he starts with his pancake offering. That's a regular Kohen. The Kohen Gadol has to do it every single day. Every single day, he inaugurates his avoid. It's interesting. Why he has to do it, this is the question we want to ask. What is the significance, what's the meaning of it, that the Kohen Gadol every single day has to bring this korban chavitin, whereas a regular kohen does it once in his lifetime, as he's inaugurating his avodah, the kohen gadol has to do it every single day. What's the significance of that? We want to tie it into the parashas Zohar, Rabbi Yisai, this whole, the concept that we're going to, the Yisoy, the theme, to tie it into parashas Zohar. Zohar, asher aso lecho Amalek, Amalek, b'derech b'tzeischem mitzrayim. Remember what the Amalek did to you. Baderech. Betzeischem in Mitzrayim. It's the emphasis in the parish of Baderech. Betzeischem in Mitzrayim. Why is the Torah emphasizing that? So, Ocho Hashem, they came and they killed us out. They fought with us. Baderech. Betzeischem in Mitzrayim. What's the Baderech, Rabbi? What's the emphasis of Baderech? If you want to say Betzeischem in Mitzrayim, so what's the Baderech? What's the emphasis of Baderech? Betzeischem in Mitzrayim. Another thing we have to understand is that we know, the Gemara tells us on Sanhedrin Chof, that the Beis HaMikdash cannot be rebuilt until we wipe out Amalek. So one of the concepts, we have to wipe out Amalek. And wiping out Amalek precedes the building of the Beis HaMikdash. We can't have the Beis HaMikdash here with Amalek around. And the third thing is the interesting concept of the pasuk tells us, when Hashem will take care of all your enemies, why is the Torah emphasis of Dafka? Hashem takes care of all your enemies, you have no more battles, then go and fight the war. What is the emphasis of that pasuk? That's Nogeir, the Inyan of Zohar. And the last Inyan we want to discuss is the Inyan of Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. In Purim, we have an interesting Gemara Chazal. Shalu Talmidov es Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Talmidim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came to the Rebbe and they asked a strong question. Megillah Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says the Talmidim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came to the Rebbe Rav Shimon and asked a very strong question. Neymar why the times of Haman and Achashverosh, why were they chayav to be destroyed? The Hashmid, Larag, the Abi, it's everybody, Taf and Noshim. So he said, Imru Atem. A good Rebbe says, that's a good Rebbe. The Rebbe says, you know, you think about it. Don't just ask a question and leave. What do you think? Talmidim said, you know what, we think the reason why they b'chai was the gzeira to kill them out, everybody was because they had enjoyment shenana misudas achashverosh, they enjoyed the suda of achashverosh. So the Gemara asks, okay, that's good in Shushan, I understand. What about the whole earth? They was on all of the gzeira in Shushan, but there's a gzeira on the whole world. He says, okay. So they said, so you stumped us, Rebbe. It's a good question. So they said, okay. So he said, what's the answer? Because they bowed, the time of Nuchanetzah, they bowed. They bowed to the Tzelem, they bowed to a Geshka, they did Avodah Zorah, and that's what they were Chayav Kloya. So they said, okay. So they said, okay, so one section. So is this favoritism over here? The Maisa, they did. So they said, they weren't really serious about bowing to Avodah Zorah. It was only Lifnim, it was outward gesture. Inside, they were really serious, they didn't really care, it wasn't a really serious Avodah. And therefore, that's why they were saved. Hashem only scared them outwardly, and that was the Mila Kenegim Yud. What's interesting, the Gemara is the Shver is not Achra Maisah. According to the second reason, okay, we understand why the Chayav to be killed, wiped out, men, women, and children. They did Avodah Zorah. They left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Shenene, Misudas Achashverosh should be a reason why they should be wiped out. And you'll tell me, only said, okay, very good, Shushan, I understand, they should be wiped. That's why they should be wiped out, because they went to a party? They had a good time at a party? That was the whole thing? They went and danced a little bit, moved their backs, sides a little bit, back and forth. That was the whole thing? For that, they strive to get killed, wiped out. Men, women, and children. So the Mashal says, what do you mean the Nenem? They ate trade, there was treifus over there. The Medrash says there was treifus. Okay. Nunu. It's taka, terrible event. To be killed for that? The guy ate nevelas and okay, it's a terrible thing. That's what you get killed? You wipe out a generation because they ate non-kosher food? Also makes it shver. Secondly, the Lashon of Gemara is not mashma. I mean, the Mefarshim say such a pshat, but the Moshe Shenene Misudas, they had no from it. If the soida the issa was because they ate McDonald's hair cheeseburgers, the Gemara should have said cheeseburgers. The Gemara should have said McDonald's. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. That the Gemara should have said something like that. It was mishenena misudas achashverish. Secondly, Rabbi said. Thirdly, Rabbi said. Very shver. The Gemara says laso is cute. So an ish vayish. To do every man's will. Who's every man? It's up to Gemara and Megillah. Laso is kitzon ish v'ish, homon v'mordechai. So Rashi, sheheim hoyu sori hamashkin. Who were the bartenders at this party? Who was in charge of the free bar? Sarah Mashkin, homon and Mordechai. Now I ask you, if Mordechai was at that party, Rabbi said, he was a tzaddik. You think there was neveilas and shreifas going on over there? It was a kosher stand in Madison Square Garden! Oh, you ballpark franks! They pump when you cook them! And they had mamish hot pretzels from Backman's! Not Batman, Backman's pretzels! Oh, you, with the best of kashers! Hebrew National hot dogs! We have to answer to a higher authority. They had good kosher food there. It was a kosher party. You know, Baruch Hashem, people, Purim. Purim's a Jewish holiday. You have to have a kosher party. Only Jewish girls there. No Christians. Purim. Christian girls at our party? Par kosher, Purim. Only kosher food at this party. Everybody's half naked, but kosher food! You have to have kosher food. Like a guy told me he was working in a certain kosher for Passover hotel. We said this story once. I was working a kosher for Passover hotel somewhere in, well, I can't say where, and a lady came up to him in a bikini. Are these... rolls really mezoinus? Came over to the mashkiach. Are these rolls really mezoinus? She's worried about mezoinus rolls. She's going around like a zoina. Mezoinus rolls. Noob shot of mezoinus rolls. Take out the M and the Mem. Zoinus rolls, we'll call them. Is this? She walks over to the mashkiach. She's so makpid. If it's mezoinus or hamoitzi, you have to be hamoitzi her. Out of the place! Going to a party in Manhattan. Only Jewish kosher singles party! I'm 16 years old. It's a singles party. I'm not thinking about marriage right now. I have other things on my mind. But he asked his friend, are you sure the food's going to be kosher? He's so makpid if the food is kosher. What about the environment? What about who's around? I only go to kosher parties. Nope, women can't wear common pants. Makbid. So Mordechai was at the thing, Rabbi said. Mordechai Tzadik was there. So you tell me there was no kosher food? What's pshat? Time the Medrash needs beer. The Medrash said they ate Medrash. But the Maaseh, the Chora called the Pshat of Mordechai was the Tzara Mashkin there. And why was the Tzara Mashkin? He didn't want him pouring the wine. It's Yain Nesach. Can't drink wine poured by a Goy, Rabbi said. But she hummed. So Mordechai had Herzog wines there. He was pouring Herzog wines. Get him! What can you get better than get him? Get him more fine wines! Some Yaakov Daniels, some Glennie Limits, she's 21, all kosher and yosher, none of the treifas over here. So what was the problem, Rabbi? Why can't I go to the party? Don't be a party pooper. It's Purim. I'm going to have a good time. What do you think Purim's for? The greatest day of the year, Rabbi said. Unbelievable, I always speak about it. The greatest day of the year. The most day they can accomplish so much. Yom, the Arizal says it's Yom Kippurim. Unbelievable. We thought Yom Kippur, the guys are screaming. I know in his mind, tomorrow's vacation, a lot. But he's screaming at Yom Kippur, he's fasting. That's only Kippurim. Imagine what you can accomplish on a Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. It's amazing. The sky is open. We spoke this morning. The sky is open. Calm, the Mesorim said. Anything you ask for, if you do it in the right way. And the Yetzirah made the whole day of Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. We'll talk about it maybe in Mitzvah Shem by Shalosh Shuris. Not today, Yishmur. But the Yetzirah made Purim into Chmono Letzlan, Rabbi Yisrael. A Mardi Gras. Party fest. Drunk. And then you get drunk. Muktum, Tanisach the night, Shabbos, Erev Purim, Noim Purim, see Shabbos, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday day. What do you get? You walk out with the worst hangover you ever had. That's what you got out of Purim. You have to take it to the hospital. We're going to have a hangover. You know what do you get from Purim? I threw up in 7 houses. Oh, Hashem. And in one house, I even threw up on the lady in the house. I got her on her sheitel. She should be wearing such a long sheitel. I threw it all up. Everything came up. My baby's little kid, he was covered in vomit. Oh, there was a champion Purim this year. They call me the vomit leader, the VL. There's a new prize this year. I threw it all up. I let it all out. Mixing drinks. Pashas Rashi, you're supposed to drink wine only. Shtag of a Yayin. Yayin is the nace. There he is, mixing and vomiting, throwing up, laying in his own vomit. And he walked out of Purim, one big piece of vomit. I took a good Purim. He took bags to his family. He's good. He smells like who knows what. They don't want to let him on the plane. Sorry, sir. You can't sit. You'll have to sit in cargo. With the dogs. We'll put you in a cage. You smell so bad. He has a mochi perm. We got to get out as soon as possible. He smells. Oh, my gosh. The whole the young couple, they're going back. The newlywed couple. Oh, my gosh. That buck is not sitting next to us. Cargo! A great perm. This last night stuff. This morning stuff, yesterday stuff, my tie used to be black, now it's brown! That's what you got out of Purim. Stinking, smelling bacha. That's what you got out of Purim. Vomiting, throwing up. Purim's a day, Rabbi, it's a holy day. To connect to Hashem on the deepest level, Rabbi. They speak about it. Purim is supposed to megala who you are. Wow, we saw who this guy really is. Everything, his insides came out. Lamaisa. He's one big piece. Throw up. That's Purim. Purim is supposed to be an unbelievable chagav. You can get mamish talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not the fake, that garbage. The real want to learn, not telling coming to the Rebbe, hey, want to learn. So go learn. Don't throw up on me, you want to learn. Go learn. Hey, want to learn. Come on. Real. That's what Purim's about. Go to a kosher, you go to the kosher. Leil Purim, I say, cry your eyeballs out. Not to Rova. Kosel. You go to the Kosel. You go to the Kosel, you get up early. Maybe if the other wants, we have make a Nates Minion that morning, everybody say. Nochtzen. Nates Minion. After 10. Get it. Well, no, make a Nates Minion. You get up, you dive in, you spend the day in Kedusha, everybody say. You eat and drink also, but this Torah, like Yehudim Hoysa Oira. That's what Purim's about. I can't wait for Purim. Can't wait for Purim. For what? I can't wait for Purim because I want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to do something with Purim. But that takes preparation before. If you have nothing inside of you, Be'etzem, so nothing's going to come out. What are you going to talk about on Purim? You talk about the latest movies you saw. Talk about, I don't know, Hopscotch and Lulu. What are you going to talk about on Purim? You'd have no Torah in you. You're empty in Torah. You're not going to talk about Franks and blankets. Other things in blankets. That's what you're going to talk about. You're not going to talk about. You have Torah, you have Yer Shemayim, you're thinking about Hashem. You talk about Hashem, so you pair these days to get close to HaKadosh Baruch. But what was going on at the Sudas Purim, Rabbi Isai? That was so bad that Nana is destruction. And the Yisoy, that's what we want to say, I say. Rabbi Isai, Ayid is a shtick fire. A Yid has a burning desire, every single one of us, to serve Hashem. That's how we started off from the young age. There's a certain enthusiasm, a certain starkheit, a certain freshness, and a certain she'ifas of every year that he wants to go close and steig and accomplish so much in life. It is Yiddishkeit. From a young age, from early age already, he has this in him. From the Yisoid, Eish, Tomid, there's an Eish, there's a fire. Tukar on his Be'er Loisichbe, it should never be distinguished. The fire of the Mizbeach should keep burning and burning and burning. That represents the Avodas Hashem. The Mizbeach is the Avodas Hashem. And you take that fire and you light the menorah with it. Because the menorah represents Torah. And in Torah also we have that constant drive to steig and to become great and to accomplish. To be turned on, not turned off. To be burned in, not burned out. The fire of the Avodas HaMizbeach. We take that fire and we light the menorah because it represents the same Yesod. The menorah represents Chochma Torah. It's a constant burning, a constant drive, a constant fire, a constant enthusiasm for Torah and Yiddishkeit. And BMS that represents the coin Godol. What's a Godol, Rabbi Yisrael? What's a Godol? What separates a cotton from a Godol? Gedoilim, Rabbi Yisrael, great people are people who are constantly rejuvenated, constantly fresh, constantly burning with that desire. They said Rabbi Aaron Cutler was a shtick fire. He's burning desire to know more, to constantly want to know more. It's not enough. I want to grow. I want to accomplish. I want to get higher and higher and higher. I never want to stop. That's what Ruchnius is, Rabbi. It's a never-ending steiging. Because in Ruchnius, there's no limit. It's spiritual. Spiritual has no limitations. And that's why the Kohen Gadol every day is bringing another inaugural korban. Because that in Hainu Hach, he's a Kohen Gadol. What makes him Godoil? He's constantly rejuvenating, constantly steiging. The avoid of yesterday is not the same avoid as today. I'm growing. And that's the Godlos. And that's what we want to wipe out our Malik Rabbis. Because when we left Mitzrayim, and we were Baderech, we had a Mahalich, we had a Derech. We had a Derech that was paved. To keep steiging after seeing the tremendous nisim, seeing God's hand, seeing the miracles, seeing the borod, the hail, the hail, Rabbi Isai. I don't know what it is, Rabbi Isai. It's very strange at this time of year. Hail, strong hail. But today in the Knesset, they passed. They were supposed to pass a law. Outlawing or curbing very strongly Limud HaTorah, to take the bomb out of the base medrash. can't imagine what's going on in Shemayim. That Rabbeisai, I'm not a Navi, and I'm a Ben Navi, Rabbeisai, but this is very strange weather. Can't imagine that the Simcha in Shemayim right now, that these Gzeiros, Rabbeisai, doesn't nothing happens for nothing, Rabbeisai. I'm not a Navi, I'm not saying Pshat. This is my own feelings, Rabbeisai. Take it or leave it. So I have to understand, Rabbeisai, what's going on here is neged Torah, neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Klal Yisrael is about. The Am Hashem. We are Kodesh Baruch Hu's Am to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. But that's taken away from us. Chmon al Islam. Kodesh Baruch Hu can't be too happy. Not for me to say, not for me to paskin. Just a Hargosher, commercial. But they saw the Nisim. They saw the miracles. They saw Hashem's hand. It was clarity. But Derech, we had a Derech. We wanted to go higher and higher. Want our way now from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Satoira, to go away from the Tumah. And the whole world sees God's hand, it's clear. Purpose of creation, purpose of life. It comes along a nation, and they start to attack us. Attack the weak ones, people were not so. And they killed a few, and it cooled everybody off. It stopped the Baderech. You know what that did, Rabbeisai? Not only cooled off the world, cooled off the Yid in a certain way. And it was impregnated, injected into us, a koyach of a molek, that the enthusiasm, the fire, the she'ifa, the greatness, the Torah mitzvahs became cold. Cooled off. And a guy could walk into a davening and put on tefillin. He should be so excited. He should be turned on. He should be shaking. He should be so enthusiastic to start the davening. Public library syndrome! What? Are you davening just now? Did I daven today? One second. I can't tell. I didn't strap it too well today. Not sure if he davened. Not sure if he davened. Did I bench? Sure I benched. Benched? Sure I benched. Benched? I don't know. I'll bench again. Did I bench? Not sure. Say Yavi Yavo? Not sure. Yavi Yavo? No. It's a regular weekday. What are you doing, Yal V'Yova? Sure. I'll bench again. Did I bench? Benching? The Oilin just spent 20 minutes benching every word, every letter. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch. There's a fire! Enthusiasm! Torah mitzvah life! Kihem chayenu! Came along a Molech! Cooled us off. But not only they cooled the world off, the whole world had a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It cooled Chal Yisrael. And inside of us, we have that Amolek. Don't get so excited about your davening, young fellow. You came to our minyan here, East 12th Street. Not too loud! Disturbing the peace! Not over a decibel level, you can't talk! Not so loud, sir! Remember, I was once diving in the shul, I was with Aspires, the guy came over to me. Sir, well, take it easy! What do you think this is? Diving? It was like a library! He says, keeps it a low tone, don't disturb me! Thinking about my stock, I mean, davening! Can't disturb my thoughts! Nasdaq, I mean, Kishmakoleinu! Don't disturb my thoughts! Davening so loud! I didn't think I was so loud. Just trying to hear myself. Davening, a mitzvah, enthusiasm for a mitzvah, everybody said. To take an esrog and a lulav. To get up in the morning, I want to go and daven. 64 minutes. That's what time, how it lapsed from the time you get out of your bed till you get to davening. 42 minutes to put on the tefillin. What do you say about the? That sounds like enthusiasm. That guy looks enthused about his Yiddishkeit. Comes at 3:30 in the afternoon. He puts on the tefillin. Finished. That's Yiddishkeit. What Shabbos about? Guy has a Shabbos table. Wakes up 2 in the afternoon with shorts. If Saul's not around, we can get up later. No, I know it's not. 2 in the afternoon in his shorts. But just an undershirt. Forget about a used to have a t-shirt. Now he just comes in his torn undershirt and his torn boxers. And he comes to the table. Excuse me. Belches out with with his beer. He sits down with a beer and a few garinis. COVID Shabbos. Cracks a few garinis, drinks a beer, and goes back to sleep. Is this Shabbos? Is this Yontif? Where's your Yiddishkeit? I'm Jewish. I even own a Borsellino hat. But where's the Yiddishkeit? Where is it? What happened to it? You look at pictures of Yiddin, Rabbi Zai. They look like Yiddin. They daven like Yiddin. Shabbos was gewaldic. Couldn't wait for Shabbos. Now we also can't wait for Shabbos. A bagel. Sleep a bagel. Maybe 2 bagels. Wake me up Sunday morning. At a late Thursday night. Where's the Shabbos? Where's your... Tefillin. Where's your mitzvahs? What's it about? Where's our Yiddishkeit? But we're not at fault of something. There's an Amalek inside of us. Put in from that time back then and continuing to today, out there the world, there's an Amalek cooling off Yiddishkeit, making the world and everything that's out there so appetizing! Millions of dollars going into advertising to make you get involved in stupidity and cool you off. Watching things, looking at things, that's poison! Spain is modern, Rebbe! Take it easy! Take a chill pill! Oh, sorry about that word. Take a pill! It's time for... Beta's modern time. Everything goes. Anything goes. Even those movies which we know. During this month I was Makabel. Don't watch those movies anymore. Even though I have 6 different things under my pillow that the Rosh, I try to hide it. But in Yeshiva I don't watch those types of movies. Meir Shor movies. Bulletproof stocking movies I don't watch. That's about all she's wearing. The Bainas Manon. Street time. Poison. Person looks at that stuff, it destroys. Burns out your Yiddishkeit. Throw it in the garbage. Maybe from you. I made up. I'm going to have a Jewish home and a man, a good girl, son of Belchbaum. I'm going to walk down to Shwacky. I'm going to walk down the arm to Shwacky. I got Rebbe, I'm telling you. I'm going to walk down to a beautiful song. Meheira, Meheira, Meheira. I'm going to watch the movie with my wife. Meheira. Where's the Yiddishkeit? Your Jewish home you're going to build with what? That's going to build your Jewish home. Sorry for being so blunt. It's a Molech. Cools you off. It destroys your Yiddishkeit. Burns it out. The Bnei Yonah writes it. You look at that stuff. Forget about it. You're not going to want to put, have a Cheshik to put on. Oh, yeah, I'll put on tefillin now. I have so much Cheshik now to go learn after seeing such a beautiful, beautiful specimen. Now I really want to learn. Oh, well, you know what you want to learn? I really want to learn Torah. Give me that Torah. I want to learn it now. Poison! How does a guy got how drink poison? How does he do it? Maybe you have to understand. I don't know. I don't have so much feeling for it anymore. I can't figure it out. I just don't have the feeling for it. I know what you have feelings for. Listening to that music from some goyish woman singing love songs. Oh, it touches my heart. Oh, it touches my heart. Poison! You want to bring up a Yiddish family? You want to have a beautiful home? A spiritual Shabbos? You want to have Shabbos in your home? But Shabbos in my home, whoever knew? You gotta get out the poison, Abayisai. Get out a Molech. A Molech. It's a Molech. To cool you off. Destroy your Yiddishkeit. Take out all the fire of Yiddishkeit. It takes it out. It destroys it. It buries it. You have no Cheshik. They're not Torah, not Yiddishkeit, nothing. People, what's going on in the generation? We have to have a good convention. Let's discuss. What could it be? It's the third grade rally. It's pornography. That's what it is. It's znus. All that garbage. And how many kids are raised down from a young age that have no Cheshik? Guy told me at 8 years old he was really exposed to it. I don't understand. Yanko doesn't seem to want to wear his tzitzis. Of course he doesn't want to wear tzitzis. If you saw what he saw last night, he doesn't want to wear tzitzis. I'll have a kosher filter ready. Don't worry about it. Canine! Oh, me and my wife will know the password. Daddy, what are you watching over there? It seems the doggy canine, he got killed. Oh, I'm watching something that's important for our, we adults to know about. Biology. In case one of you gets sick one day. Mouth to mouth. We only have a little TV in the bedroom, 74 inch. We didn't get the big size. Daddy, why are you allowed to have one of the bed? It's all about the news. What's going on in the world? Poison. Molech. Destruction. Of your home, of your family life, your Yiddish guy. Shabbos, when you get up, hopefully you'll get up, because Thursday night, it's a late night this week. It's the last Thursday night in Israel. We got a copyright. Prepare for Purim. Masquerading around. Think about a Molech, the boy said, the cooling off. It's fire. A Yid once had it, and some Yidin still have it. The Davin, get into the Davin, get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we want to wipe out of Molech. The Hoyo, Aniyach Hashem Lekecha Mikol Leivecha Misaviv. When they wipe out all your enemies, this is not a strategic battle. This is not a territorial war. All your enemies are taken care of. You want to wipe out a Moloch because we can't have a base on Migdash. If that Amalek's around, if that poison, if that cover-up to this Yiddish guy is around, we can't get further. You gotta wipe it off the map, and then the Kedusha's base on Migdash could be here. And that's what happened at the party. That's what happened at the party from Achashverosh. He had a mad party, Rabbi Sai. 180 days. You think you drink for 5 days? You guys are nothing. 180 days, Rabbi Sai. Open bar for 180 days, Rabbi Sai. That's it. You couldn't even get drunk as many days as that. But that wasn't all other power, Rabbi Sai. So you had a little party, they drank. Okay. Not worse than a kiddish. Downtown Flatbush. You know what was the problem, Rabbi Sai? Sof the Gemara, Megillah, Yud Beis, Vatal Beis, Big Day Malchus. Achashverosh came out at that party, Rabbi Sai, wearing the Big Day Kuluna. Lo Yehumin Ki Yisuper, Rabbi Sai. Picture the scene. They were sitting there, kosher, hot dog. We lost the Gouldens! Brown and spicy! Sauerkraut, kosher, and Essex pickles. There's a store across the street that just sells pickles. America, I think it's not only in America. Just pickles! Across from that Essen, whatever. Pickles! With the mustard coming out, dripping down the side. They were chewing. I'll take a burger also! A double burger! With Heinz and French fries, and the guy's biting. He bites into that juicy hot dog, and all of a sudden, Achashverosh walks out wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Let me go! Listen to what's happening! I have to finish the hot dog! Zok to Ar Yahu. The reason why it was a gzeira of killing, destruction, how could Klal Yisrael have enjoyment? The Rosh Marusha, the Tomei HaTumis, is walking out wearing the Big Day Kahuna! The Kol HaZor, Kol HaYuvos, and here it is! Rachmanel and Slav, somebody so Tomei's, you can eat your hot dog?
Just 1 second, let me get a picture of this. Takes out his friend.
One more hot dog, please. They can have hot dog. That was that. That means they were so weak. They were so weakened in their avodas Hashem, covered up. They were stunted. They were immune. They became immune to seek tushas habagadim, says the Oryal, and to still have enjoyment. Where are you holding? You're so far. So deserves Kalaya. Because how are you going to come back from that matzah? No one's standing up, no one's saying anything. They continue eating all their kosher food. When they see the halak of begotten coming out, you have to run out. You don't make a machal, run out of the room. Do something, get out of there. Are you crazy? The Big Day Kahuna? Must be. They cooled us off so much that we're immune to the Big Day Kahuna. There's no chance. Mordechai makes a tainis, tanesim, and fasting, and everything. Boy, that's what's all about tomorrow. Tzumo alai, tainis Esther, boy, side. The tzumo alai, Esther fasts. The tzumo alai, they fasted before the Muhammad. That's the shalom was on. But tzumo the tainesim, tainis Esther, the tanesim. Now tomorrow's bem is about the fast before the Muhammad. That they fasted according to the Rosh. But the Tanesim that we find them again with Tzumo alive, Al Tuichlu, Al Tuz Dishtu, Shloishi Yomin, to get back, to reacquire the spirituality, to get focused, to understand, you lost yourselves. You had so much pleasure. You were so involved with your pleasure. You forgot about your Yiddish guidance. And that's what the Yisoid of the Nen of Yisudas Achashver. Rabbi Sai, what can we say? We're in a generation where we're responsible to pass the torch on. Rachmono Litzlan, Rachmono Litzlan, Rachmono Litzlan, what's going to be happening of us? Our children, our grandchildren, and vayit of us. What's going to be? If there's no burning torch, how can we pass it on? If the fire is not ignited, if there's no eish tamid, how can we continue it? It's our job, no one else. Our generation, your generation. I'm already from a different generation already. This day, every 2 years, new generation. And your job is to pass it on. Your job is to be excited about Yiddishkeit. Your job is to at least give your children a chance, your grandchildren, by having excitement. That Yiddishkeit should be alive. Yiddishkeit should be real. It should mean something to us. And now we're going to the Helika Bein Hazmanim. The destruction of most guys, even those who did well. And they got turned on. But Amalek seeps into the Bein Hazmanim. And just this, a little bit of this, and just a little bit of that, and everything cools down. The davening they used to get up for, the learning that I had a shachas do, it's all extinct with the dinosaurs. The Gemara is, you can see a Gemara for now for 6 weeks, maybe, oh, he's lucky, takes it, when's Rosh Chodesh here? I have to remember to pack my Gemara here, pack it in, with the tuna fish, the new zman. The last time I saw it was Erev Purim, and now, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, get that new Gemara. I gotta pack it into the suitcase, in one side, and the other side is the iPhone, the e-phone, put it into, you know, into my boxers, hide it good, over there, the boxers, make sure the roach doesn't go through my boxers, and this boxer, and that boxer, have this iPad, laptop, we want to have a good zman, you know, not gonna have a good zman, just with a yuxubis. The boxers we need. What new boxers to hide them better this year? And I'm all ready for this man. But what's with the Bein Hazmanim? Nothing. No Yiddishkeit for 6 weeks now. Now that she's not going to come around, get over, go into my bed. No one's bothered. Maybe not, because my parents bother me. It's better to stay in the dorm over here and just sleep away. Till eternity. Just go straight into Tchias HaMeisim. Straight in. Straight me into the Tchias HaMeisim from the caravan. You know, straight from the sleep. But, you know, my parents are, you know, I could fool them to go away, this and that. And zero. Zero Yiddishkeit. Zero Yiddishkeit. Okay. Don't make me feel guilty, because this is my Bein Hazmanim, Rebbe. You know, I had such a difficult time, such a hard time. I work myself to the bone. The Bein Hazmanim needs such like a break now. You know, I mean, it was crazy how many hours I did in my bed. It's crazy. So I really need to rest from all this stuff, you know. But even if a guy did that to me, he deserves a break. Okay. But Rabbi, what's with the Eish Talmud? Where's the fire? What's going to be with my Yiddishkeit? This is going to be with it. So the Eitzer of us, I want to just say one more thing. You know, the Eitzer of us. The Eitzer, how to keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. You got to get connected. But you got to look for Hashgacha Pratis. It seems a little... You got to stay connected. You got to do the... You got to go through the motions. You got to try to learn. And try to listen to tapes. Schmoozing. Whatever you can to get yourself turned on, Rabbi. I want to be turned on. My Yiddishkeit all the time. You got to find ways. Just tapes, this and that. With the breaks. Whatever I'm doing in Yiddishkeit that day, do it with an enthusiasm. If you're going to learn for 10 minutes, do it with a cheshek. But learn 10 minutes. Don't learn 2 hours without it. Learn with 10 minutes. An hour. Whatever you can do with cheshek. Put some effort into it. Put some cheshek in. Realize that I got to light the fire. That's me. But we gotta look, Rabbi Sai. This is what Amalek tried to do, cover up Hashem's hand. But when a person sees Hashem's hand, when a person sees Hashgacha Pratis, when a person sees Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yad,
That gives it the brand. Oh, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to connect. I want to get stronger with us. The Chatzkel Levenstein told Ruchama Shein, the Chronim Levracha, when she came, went back with the Holy Moshe from Europe, from Muria, from near Poland. They're going back to America. America is a place where they don't, where even though they say, in God we trust, but that's only on the dollar bill. That's how much they trust. But it's very dangerous there. He said, so how do we keep it? So he told her, look for Hashgacha Pratis. See, Hashem, look for Hashem's hand. It's there. It's all around us. You got to look for it. It's more evident than Eretz Yisrael, Eini Hashem. But in America also, Blessed, look for the Hashgacha Pratis. Get chizik from Hashgacha Pratis stories, Blessed. That means stories that happen where you see Yad Hashem. And you get chizik from those stories, Blessed. And you have chizik from those stories, Blessed. You don't have to think there's a Bari Oilam. And Muna and Hashem. And start to say, listen, I want to be attached. I want to get connected. I'm going to make davening every day. I'm going to start to push. Make a kfias every day, Blessed. Davening. Make davening something that you're not going to miss. Make a seder every day after davening, Rabbi Yisrael. A few minutes, a half hour, learn a mishnah, something every day. Keep the fire going. But throughout the day, you're not learning. Look for Hashgacha Pratis. Maybe write it down even. I just was in a shul last week, Rabbi Yisrael, and I'm ending an unbelievable story, Rabbi Yisrael. I just spoke to the guy again just to get the story clear. He told it over in Chazanish last week. Such a powerful story. His brother, his name is Rabbi Hu, his brother had a baby, his wife had a baby a year ago, and then Kiminig, or Charedim, Baruch Hashem, she had another baby this year, and she was in Bnei Brak in Maine Yoshua, his brother, and she met up with the same nurse that took care of his wife last year. Her name was Carmela, a chiloni girl, a funny lady, and she was the midwife, whatever. And she said, oh, you were here last year? Yeah. I said, whatever happened with your niece? Your niece Nebuchar was sick. She was suffering Nebuchar from Yenamachla, 17-year-old girl. Who got the Machla, Rachman Litzlan, and she was last year, he had asked this Rabbi Hul's brother to daven for her, he gave the name. So she said, Nebuchadnezzar, she started to break down and cry. She says, Nebuchadnezzar, my niece was Nifta. She was Nifta, and the family is broken. Everybody's broken. 17-year-old girl, such a nice girl. And she was, Nebuchadnezzar, everybody's broken from her. So, but she said, Rabbi Hul, I have to tell you a story, though. There's something amazing that the whole family were chilonim. They have unbelievable chizik. My sister, the lady's talking, my sister is totally broken, Mama. She can't. Every time you talk to her, she just breaks down in tears. But something so fascinating, so amazing happened that I have to tell you the story. She said that my sister was traveling for just a few. This my nice happened eight weeks ago. She was Nifta. So my sister said maybe 10 weeks ago. But he says my sister after her daughter was Nifta. Her name was Leora, the mother of the daughter. The daughter's name was Shai. So my daughter, we were traveling, she was traveling, and she just couldn't take it. She was traveling to Tveria. She was on a break, whatever it was. She was on the way up to Tveria, and she just couldn't break it. She pulled over to the side of the road, and she broke down again. She couldn't take it, the mother. And our precious daughter was Nifka. So she said, she was a chiloni lady, but she at that moment, she just said, she started to cry, and she started to daven from nowhere. She said, she talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight forward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know your reasons, I don't know why you took my daughter away, she said. But she said, listen, I don't know what's doing with my daughter. God, show me a sign that everything's okay with my daughter and Shemai. And she says, at that moment, Mama, she looked up into the Shemai, and she saw the sun, and around the sun, she said, she saw these colors, like flowers. And in the sky, and I have a picture of it, of what she said, what she gave me, in the sky, with the clouds, and the clouds are in the form of Shin Yud, Shai. Shin Yud. I took a picture of it, you'll see it after a bunch. You'll see the Shin and the Yud very, very clear. And she hopped up, Mom, at that moment, she looked in the sky and tell me everything's okay. So Rabbi Hul, so he told the story to Rabbi Hul's brother, and Hul got in contact with the mom, and they found out after this girl, Shai, she was a chloni girl, but her
uncle, which is the brother of the midwife and her sister, the brother, so he became a Baal Tshuva, and he used to send them brachas cards and ashiyotze cards, and for some reason this girl, she would take 5-10 minutes to say the ashiyotze. For some reason she got inspired. He said he saw a picture of the family. She somehow hopped on to be a firm girl. She was dressed sneers. He said the whole thing was totally chiloini. And this brother who sent her card, she used to say ashiyotze and the brachas. He said even when she was on taking morphine for the cancer, Rahman al-San, she fainted in the middle of the bracha ashiyotze, and she wouldn't continue taking the pill until she finished the bracha. Something like crazy was it. And the mother said, looked up into her mind, she said, show me a siman. And there it was. But you see also the picture of flowers around the sun, which is a crazy thing anyway. It's looks like there's a flower pot in the sun. The sun looks like a flower pot. And there's a picture of the Oisya Shai in the Shemayim formed in the clouds. At that moment she looked up, she got a siman from Shemayim. The burning shrooms with us. The world, Amalek, is trying to sever that relationship. That's what Amalek is. Zohar. That's Asher HaSolach Amalek. That's the sinner of Boisah. Why are we so hateful? Why do we want to kill them? Because they want to destroy our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could be so connected to Boisah. It's the Amalek, the outside and the Amalek inside of us. All the garbage that's inside of us is the Amalek of Boisah. This Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem, starting from tonight, there's already Leil Tainis Esther Boisei. Tainis Esther is unbelievable for davening, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boisei. These are days that no one should waste on stupidity. And this is a Shabbos Zohar. The person should use it out to his fullest, to start the process, to uncover, get rid of all the garbage, and the true Emes Yid that we are, our person. Every Yid is true Emes inside, deep inside. Get rid of the garbage. To bring forth that true Emes Yid. To connect. The fire should burn again strong and outside of us, Rabbi. And we should start heading, Rabbi. Very soon, Reb Chaim is telling everybody. He's telling everybody. It's something crazy. He's telling everybody, come. Don't go back. Don't go to America. Don't. Mashiach's coming any day. It's around the step. It's Achras Hayom. That was his lashon he said very recently. Rabbi, this year, Be'ez Hashem, we have to start to eradicate Amalek. We want the Beis HaMikdash to come. We eradicate the Amalek. We come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ez Hashem Yisborach. All of us will be here. Be'ez Hashem. In Yerushalayim, Teshech, the Korban Pesach. This Pesach, Be'ez Hashem. B'mheira v'yomim.